Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
An Erios original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our live seance episode. We are so lucky to have John and Jessica here of the What's Up Weirdo podcast and just friends of our podcast. Dare I say best friends. My only friends.
You dare.
My only and best friends. Thank you guys so much. We've done this once before. But this is going to be a little bit different. This is called, John, you'll do it better. Describe what we're doing.
Yeah, so we're going to do, the last time we kind of did a traditional seance, and this time we're going to do what's called the Estes Method, which was kind of created by my friends Carl and Connor, who were ghost hunters at the Stanley Hotel.
Whoa.
And what you do is you take a ghost box, which I'll show later, and it's pumped through headphones.
Please, we're adults. You can say vagina.
It's pumped through headphones, and so I'll have headphones on with noise and radio static in my ears, and I'll be blindfolded, and you will ask me questions, and hopefully something will speak through me and give some answers to your questions.
And what type of questions should we be asking? Like anything?
You can ask anything that you want to.
Okay. So you said before we started that this is a little bit different from last time. This is kind of similar to mediumship rather than like seance. Can you explain the difference?
Yeah. So a lot of people, when people first started playing with ghost boxes, with these radio sweeping frequency boxes, what they did was they thought that the ghosts were using them to say words, which they might be. We don't know.
Yeah.
But when you introduce the idea of that's the only thing that you're hearing, plus you're blindfolded, so you're completely cut off, I won't be able to hear the questions that you're asking. But I'll be saying words that hopefully will give answers to your questions. And it's very much like channeling. I think that what's happening, and this has become a pretty popular idea with people who do Estes Method, is that what's happening is you're putting the person, so I'll be put into a light trance state. And then the ghosts aren't actually speaking through the box. They're actually using me as a way to implant words like into my brain since I'm in a trance state.
Whoa. Okay. That's crazy. All right. So how will this work? Just so we know, just so everyone knows, what do you need to do to get into your trance state, all that kind of stuff.
So that happens once the headphones go on. Okay. But the first thing that I want to do, because there's a lot of people watching and I don't want there to be like a cacophony of thoughts, if all of this is happening on a thought level, then what I want to kind of do is, if the people who are watching now, if they like, so I'm going to break people up into groups. The listeners are going to be broken up into groups now. So if you like honey, then you're going to belong to the Melissa group.
Ooh.
If you like rubies, then you're going to belong to the Allie group.
Ooh, fancy.
If you like the ocean, then you're going to belong to the Maria group.
Hey, ocean heads, where are you at?
And if you like, and if you like the sky, then you're going to belong to Jessica's group.
Okay. Where my honey crew at?
Okay. Now, those groups are actually the reason that I'm doing that is because I want to work with some archetypes too. So like Melissa, your name means
in
honeybee.
In Greek, yes.
And in Greek, right. And then Allison, like your name is nobility and royalty, which is the ruby stone.
That makes a lot of sense.
And mine's bitter sea, right?
Maria, yours is the bitter sea. Yes, the ocean. Yes. And then Jessica's is vision. And that's the air. That's the sky. So
you're saying I feel like you're saying I'm an airhead.
Rude.
Well, then you're
that makes
right
sense now that
then.
I think about it.
Then you have the perfect company. Wow, very cool.
So pick your group, and then when Melissa's asking a question, the Melissa group thinks her question really hard. When Allison asks a question, think Allison's question really hard. When Maria asks a question, think Maria's question really hard. When Jessica asks a question, think her question really hard. Try and push the question in. Since I won't be able to hear the words, I need you to push the question in thought realm into my head.
Okay. So we should go probably in turns. So Jessica, have you done this before?
Yeah,
okay, so
for
Jessica,
sure.
Why don't you ask your questions first so then we can kind of like, is that how we should do it? Like we should take
I think that you should just ask questions whenever you want to ask questions.
Got it. Sorry. Okay. And then if people, let's say people from the chat have questions, after we ask all of our questions, maybe at the end, can we have people in the chat can ask any questions they have?
Yeah, you can do anything you want. I will have no idea what's going on because I won't be able to see or hear what's going on.
Okay. So we say our questions out loud, and then whatever you say back may or may not be some sort of response to that.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Wow.
And the thing that's important too, a lot of times with Esther's method is like, I'm going to be saying whatever I think I'm supposed to be saying, like whatever word I hear in my head, I'm just going to say it. And the thing that's really interesting to me is sometimes, I mean, we talked about this the last seance. Yeah. Sometimes people have the weirdest thing pop into their mind and they don't say it because it seems too weird. But then like up with the Estes method, like I might be answering the really weird question in your head that you didn't ask.
Oh, that's scary.
Oh no. I don't need to know the answers to those.
I like that. I like that a lot.
All right. So, and then the last thing we're going to do before we start.
Yes.
And I'll show everybody as I'm right before I set up the ghost box and stuff, how it works. Oh. But before it starts, we're going to psychically prime the whole group.
Okay.
Right? We're going to psychically prime the group. So I'm going to pick a card and you guys are going to tell me what you think it is, what color you think it is. It's going to be either red, yellow, or green. Or blue. Red, yellow, green, or blue. What color is that?
Green. I say yellow.
I say red.
Allie, what'd
I
you say?
Green.
Jess?
Blue.
Oh! Oh! Yes.
Can we just do this for an hour?
Red. No. Red, yellow, red, yellow, green, or blue?
Yellow.
Yeah, it's yellow for
sure. I was going to say yellow, too.
Fuck.
I got red.
It's going to be red.
Oh!
Oh!
What do we win?
We're going to do We're going to do two more.
Okay.
Red, yellow, green, or blue?
Green.
Oh, but that's like so almost green.
Last one. Turn on your psychic powers. Amp them up. Red, yellow, green, or blue?
Green.
I literally saw orange in my head.
Oh my god, that's so weird that you say that, because every time I'm like, it's orange, and then I know that that's not an option.
Well, I was going to say red, but I don't trust myself.
I keep thinking orange or purple, and I know those aren't
options. Take a breath.
Okay,
take a breath.
Sorry, God, hysterical.
I'm going to try and send this.
Okay.
What color is this? Red, yellow, green, or blue?
Green.
Green.
Red.
Green.
Come on, gang. All right, come on. One last time.
Okay.
One last time.
Okay.
Let's get all synced up.
Sorry.
Let's make it work.
Sorry.
Let's make it work. Red, yellow, green, or blue?
Blue. Go.
Red.
Blue.
Green.
Fuck.
Damn it, Maria.
Because I synced it up. Because I did what John asked me to do.
That's right. You did, Maria. You did it perfectly.
Before we start, I just have to ask the chat. People on YouTube are saying that I'm low. Can you hear me any better now?
There's a delay on the chat, so we have to wait.
Oh, God. 5 minutes later. I guess, John, get in your zone and everyone.
Now, before I do this, you guys have all fasted for a week, right?
Yes, and I've abstained from
and you've sex. You've abstained from all sexual practices for the past 30 days, right?
Yes, and years.
Yeah.
Right, everybody?
30 years.
Okay, good. Perfect.
We're ready
to go.
We're
on board. So this is the little ghost box. This one is actually accidentally stolen from Kindred Spirits. When I was on Kindred Spirits in Valeska at the Axe Murder House, I put this in my bag and then accidentally brought it home. So all it does is it frequency sweeps. Can you hear that? That's what I'm going to hear in my headphones. I don't know if you guys could hear that or not.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to hear, but it's going to be pumped straight into my ears through the headphones, so I won't be able to hear what you're saying because that static will be going zip, 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 zip in my ears the whole time, and I'm going to put a blindfold on, so I won't be able to see you either. That's why I had to have Jess here, too, because at a certain point, I have to come out. I have to know it's over.
Oh, yeah.
So I have to have someone come and get me. Otherwise, I'm just going to sit here for 3 hours by myself in my house
cool
until the battery runs out.
You there for 3 hours.
That'd be amazing.
Things like that have happened at ghost hunts.
Wait, Ellie said you also have to put a ball gag on.
Oh, right.
That's the after dark,
which is a
right?
personal request.
That's the After Dark Web Crawlers episode.
Yeah, that's for the Patreon.
All right. Let's see what goes on.
All right.
Can you hear it coming through my headphones already?
Yeah.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
So
is that going to make you like go crazy
sure I have everything.
If you have that on for too long?
That's what I was thinking.
Like, really, you do get into... Like I said, like it really does put you into a trance-like state because you start hearing that pattern, that kind of
like getting an MRI
pattern.
Tick 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 tick.
Yeah.
Sorry, I have to smoke this real quick because it actually I forgot to smoke for a second. Hold on.
Smoke away.
Smoke break.
Gotta blast those cigs.
All right, that was enough.
I have 120 people watching.
Wow.
One's my dad. That's my dad.
Hi, Dad.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
And then I put on a lavalier mic too, so I can lean back and relax back here. Can you still hear me when I'm back here?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Good.
Clear as day.
Yeah, I need a lav mic for the podcast. Not a bad idea.
Yeah, you could walk around. Yeah. You could just do the podcast while you walked around.
It's pacing. That sounds insane.
Let me guys tell you about
podcasting while pacing.
All right.
All right. What do you guys want to know about 10 years of chance?
Which one was, does he like the best?
We just don't do it at all.
We talk shit about Danny for an hour.
So what you eat for lunch today?
All right. Okay. So do we start now? Can we start asking questions?
Usually I would give him a second to get like into the zone. And he might just say something out loud, like sometime soon. And then maybe once he gets a word, we can ask.
So
he could really say
if
anything.
If you're in the chat, maybe take a moment to center yourself.
Yes.
Surround yourself with white light. Make sure that you're protected, that you're only inviting positive, good things into our lives, into the chat, into the seance, into the podcast, into our personal
tonight.
Okay. So he said tonight. See if he gets anything else.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Tonight.
Usually I can tell, too, by the way he's speaking, if it's a man or a woman. Obviously we have nothing to go on so far, but like pay attention to. Sometimes he'll talk different. Sometimes the word will be, you'll get a sense of if it's a man or a woman.
Wow.
Tonight.
Where's it at?
I don't know. Where's it at?
So these words are just coming to him just, okay.
Yeah, they just kind of...
How much?
Like, what? Like, you'll hear, like, noise, and you're kind of supposed to pay attention beyond the noise, if that makes any sense. Like
in the poltergeist.
You, like, I don't know. It's like a magic eye picture. You're not really looking at the thing. You're looking at the thing beyond the thing. So he's hearing the thing beyond the
noise.
Like
in the poltergeist when the girl's watching the TV and she hears the noise come.
The static, yeah.
Watching.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ew.
Oh,
ew.
I just said
that's
that.
What you just said. That was weird.
John.
Where's it at?
Cool.
Did you say cool or ghoul?
Cool.
Cool. But it just seems like he's at a party, like on a couch, going like, cool. Cool.
Where's it at?
Cool.
Cool. Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Tell everyone.
I feel like maybe the ghost.
Tell everyone.
Does the ghost think this is cool? Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Does the spirit know any of us personally or anyone in the chat?
Good question.
Like feathers.
Oh, you say that all the time.
Allie, your feathers.
Yes.
Is the spirit have anything to do with Allie Siegel?
Oh, cool.
Six.
Anything?
Is that your age?
It's up.
It's more than six.
Hiding.
Is it hiding in Allie's house?
That's what I was going to ask.
This is kind of a slow one. Usually the words come a little faster. It might take
so fast.
So fast.
Oh my God. She just said it. Usually it's so faster. Weird. And then he said so fast.
Uh-uh.
Pick.
Pick.
Pick. Okay.
What?
It's like eight.
It's like eight.
What do these numbers mean?
Six. It's like eight.
Is there anything in the chat or any usernames with like six or eight or like he's saying pick a question or
Oh wait,
something?
People were saying something about 888 in the chat. Wait.
Yes, we have 888 subscribers.
What?
Oh, that's weird.
Oh no.
Oh no.
What's wrong?
Is there something wrong?
By the river.
By the river.
No.
Are you the spirit that I communicated with at the Griffith Park Zoo?
I don't know who I am.
No.
I don't know.
So we did.
I'm going to throw up.
I'm like nervous to say something because like I'm don't want them like getting mad at me.
Do you know how you passed?
Was it in a river?
The chat is like they're saying how sad it is that they don't know how that they don't know who they are.
We need to help them move on.
Too many
river 6 8.
Captain of the Mermaids also says 888 is an angel number for harmony.
We don't live anywhere. I mean, we're not by a river at all. So is it about any of y'all?
A river.
When I did this last time, I was led to like this weird like creek thing. And then there was someone like a ghost was like this person thought.
It's hard to talk.
What's
well, you can it- talk. It's okay.
What do you need from us?
John.
Is it the ghost of John?
You guys see how he's talking back and forth, right?
Does John need to help you move on?
Tea party.
Tea party.
Did you die during the Boston Tea Party?
Is this Tenny's mom?
Tell all them.
Did you? Okay, right before we started this, his mom has a lamp and it turned on by itself.
That's the baby.
Like, John's your baby?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Green.
Green. Who picked green?
Like a movie.
Green like a movie.
Green River? River. Is that a movie?
Green like a movie.
That's mean.
That's mean.
Stop.
What's happening to you? What are someone being mean to you?
Weird session.
I don't know.
I feel like the thing is frustrated.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, whoever it is. Which that could be his mom too, because she passed from Alzheimer's. So this could be a really chaotic energy.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite song?
Question.
Five.
Five.
Nine.
I'm 5'9".
Yeah, write down these numbers.
Two.
Oh my God.
Five, nine, two.
Oh.
Someone said those.
Is he crying?
Those two lights above his lamp look like eyes. Those two glowing lights.
Ew, yeah.
There's a man.
Ew. Who?
Give me a minute.
Okay.
Forget it.
What's blocking you from communicating with us?
Why?
Why?
Are you upset about something?
This is weird.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. If you are uncomfortable doing this, you could pass this off
swimming
to somebody else.
Swimming and a river.
Do you like swimming?
Up. Over. Husband.
River. Swimming up. Husband.
Were you married?
Are you?
Oh, shit.
No, I'm not.
Oh, that was weird.
Craig, should we get Craig in here?
Craig, you have something you want to say?
Craig. Freddy's.
What did he say?
I didn't hear it.
Something O?
Do you like your husband?
Someone just said the hiking family.
Husband.
Someone just said the hiking family toxic algae.
I was thinking that because you said river.
Green. Algae.
The river that the Mariposa couple, the husband died.
Is she?
Is she what?
That was me.
The murderer.
That was me.
Are you the couple? Are you one of the people who recently died in Mariposa?
Come on.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. People are saying he did say baby as well.
He did?
He said husband, baby. Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, weird.
Do you need help?
Eight.
He's already said eight.
What date did that stuff happen on?
I like it.
What is the significance of the number eight? You keep saying the number eight.
Five.
I'm good.
Nine. Two. Six. Eight.
Diana in the chat said, or is river a metaphor, like they're having a hard time, like trying to move upstream against the current?
Like the river Styx or something?
Mm-hmm.
Someone mentioned the river Styx in the chat. They said Ali mentioned Greek, and he keeps saying river. And hard to. In Greek mythology, you have to cross the river Styx, and spirits can't talk.
It's like baggage.
Baggage.
Move it around.
Move it around. Oh my God.
What?
Wait, hold on.
Uh-oh.
Who's that?
I don't know, Allie. You tell us. What?
That.
You're getting it.
You scared your dog.
That's right.
Stay focused.
Stay focused, Allie.
I'm going to throw up.
What is it?
Stay focused, Allie.
The numbers that he's been saying are the numbers of Darren's cell phone number.
What?
Your exes.
Yeah, no. Darren's in the chat, or Darren's watching, and he said my phone number. And I'm obviously not going to tell the order, but the number
open.
The numbers he's been saying are the numbers of
over
of Darren's cell phone number.
Wait, my who's Darren?
Many of them.
We're still friends.
How many?
What? Why? Why are you saying those numbers? Is there a message for Darren?
Darren's watching.
Yeah,
hi, Darren.
You said you didn't
they
need
cry.
They cry.
Wait, your ex-boyfriends cry? They all cry.
Yeah.
I know. It's hard. I'm hard to get over. This is getting weird.
Does someone else you're with need help? Not you, but someone else.
Good question.
Thanks.
I It's how they are.
It's how they are.
Maria, people are saying that the ghost reacts most strongly to you, and they'd like you to ask more questions.
Paul.
Hall or Paul? Hall or call? Or mall?
That's close.
That's
mall is close. Or hall.
Or call. Or Paul.
Don't be mad.
Don't be mad.
We're not mad. We want to be able to communicate with you better. Can you give us some sort of signal?
You say that.
You say that.
And I mean it. And I mean it. And I say what I mean.
I mean what I say.
We want to help you. Or whoever's around you.
I wonder if, because you're...
Who am I?
Who am I?
Right. That's what we want to know. We want to know who you are. Can you give us a hint as to who you are?
If he's reacting to you,
you can't know.
Because you're Team Ocean.
Why can't we know who you are?
Too young.
We're too young, or you're too young?
In the past.
Did you do something bad in the past that you don't want us to know about?
30, 20.
30, 20.
50.
Are you male or female?
Circus.
What? Allie, you went to the zoo at the... Or I'm just thinking this, but I'm just thinking like the zoo, the ghost
tour. Peanuts.
Was
like the
peanuts.
And it was like animals right. At the zoo, right?
Yeah.
And they were like caged up like circus animals back in that day?
Yeah. It wasn't
that's grasping.
It wasn't as, yeah, I mean.
100%. Eyes shut.
Was he saying 100% to the circus?
Peanuts,
30, 50. Has this been the same person the whole time or different people?
Bedroom.
That's actually weird, yeah. Because I just heard a weird noise and I need to go check because I think it might be Asher and it might be.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'll be back. You guys keep doing your thing.
It's like.
What is it like?
Sneaking up. A pack of them.
Are you talking about animals sneaking up on you at the circus? That would be wild.
Are you Siegfried or Roy? Who died?
Yes.
Ah! Yes?
Stop.
Yes?
That was a yes. The ghost of whoever. Who died? Siegfried or Roy?
Yeah, who's
dead? Did you see him?
I've seen them live. Oh, I have seen them live. I have.
You have?
Yes. Back in the day.
You just missed. I asked if he was the ghost of...
Doctor
of Siegfried and Roy, because he said a pack was coming. And he said yes.
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
Do you know any of us, or do you know any of us personally?
This country.
Siegfried and Roy weren't from here, right?
That's right.
Neither of them.
Are they? I don't think they're dead, though. Are they?
I think.
One of them.
30.
How many numbers? 30, 50.
30, 50. Someone in the chat said John just turned 50.
He did.
Oh.
That's weird. See, I'm still getting this weird energy that has to do with his mom.
How does it
Nobody
work?
Nobody said bedroom. I'm in her bedroom right
oh,
now.
Oh, really?
Oh.
And mm-hmm. he said bedroom.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the pack thing is, though, but.
Did she smoke?
On a train.
On a train.
A train.
Where's John's mom from? Do you know?
I mean, they lived up north about 4 hours.
Well, she bet she was like born in America. Oh,
yeah.
This is so strange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If this is Tenny's mom, is there anything you want to say to him and not us? Just specifically him?
I've seen it.
Don't know what that means.
What have you seen?
That's how you make it.
Someone's notes on Pretty said circuses travel by train. Were you part of the circus back in the day? A long time ago?
Put it together.
Oh, we can't. We're trying.
I know, we are trying.
Help us. Give us just... What's a memory tent. You have?
Tent.
Wait.
Circus tent. What's a memory you have having to do with the circus and the tent and the peanuts and the train? Give us just another word that's a memory.
Top hat.
What?
Okay.
That would be like the ringleader.
Yeah. Fried and Roy, I'm telling you.
They didn't wear top
both
hats.
Dead, by the way. They both died.
What about, in the past really?
Year.
Oh. It's not fun.
Being dead? It's not fun being dead?
Or the circus? Were you the ringleader of the circus?
I don't know.
Did you suicide?
What did you ask, Allie?
I said, did you commit suicide?
Rebecca said, Maria's Scared Silly Clown Academy.
Without me.
Without me.
Isn't that an Eminem song?
Not sure what is.
It is.
Don't you worry. It is.
This looks like a song for me. So everybody.
A lot of people are saying 20, 30, 50 equals 100.
Yes.
Not sure now.
Does
okay.
It does.
Someone says when they said put it together, do they mean the circus and the river talk?
That's right. We forgot about the river.
Alicia said P.T. Barnum.
You don't mean it.
Are you P.T. Barnum? Were you part where, or are you someone like P.T. Barnum?
P.T. Barnum wear a hat.
It's all light.
All light.
It's all light.
Are you crossing over now?
Lightning.
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 And more.
And more.
P.T. Barnum wore a top hat.
He did. Are you just looking at a picture of Hugh Jackman from The Greatest Showman?
Melissa's going to watch The Greatest Showman.
You're crazy.
I know.
Richard says to ask, where are you now? Do you know where you are right
Everywhere.
Now?
Everywhere.
No.
Oh, no.
Chris said, I feel like all this has to
everywhere
the room Jess is in.
Can you center yourself? Can you center yourself and be here with us right now?
I still don't know if it's a man or a woman.
Someone in the chat just said they found an article that might put this all together. What's the article?
It's All at Once.
It's All at Once is for us to put this together?
It's okay.
I think you said it's All at Once.
Oh, we want to help. Melissa Blackman asks, how long ago did you die?
50, 30.
Wait.
Six.
50, 36.
7. 9. 12.
On June 10th, 1987, the laborers of the Ringling Brothers.
Stop.
He doesn't want to hear it. Keep reading it.
Stop.
The laborers of the Ringling Brothers Circus were erecting the main tent in Wappington, North Dakota when the skies
darkened. I just thought someone came in the room with me.
Oh no. Should I keep reading? When the skies darkened, as the storm swept in, a bolt of lightning struck and shattered the main tent pole. Two workers, Charles Smith and Charles Walters, were killed by the falling pole.
What the fuck was that noise?
What noise?
What noise?
I just heard like a tapping sound out there.
Tapping?
You guys, at 8:30 a.m. at the Grand Trunk Railroad Yard.
It's too much.
In Durant.
Slower.
Maria, what?
Look at the chat. Did you die?
Like it is now.
Did you die in 1903? Did many people die?
I didn't die.
He didn't die. Did other people die, though?
Have you been reincarnated?
Is your name Charles?
Guys, I have to stop. I feel like there's someone in here with me.
Yeah, I have to stop.
I don't know.
Stop. Jessica, go get him out.
I'm taking everything off. I have to stop for this is weirding me out.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you okay?
Yeah, just weird.
I heard a tapping sound out here.
Yeah, there was something not nice or something unhappy.
Yeah, the whole vibe felt unhappy. Wow. Are you okay?
Yeah, it's just weird after doing that.
Yeah, so, I mean, we can kind of tell you what we think. Like, you said a lot of numbers, which we weren't really sure about. some of the numbers ended up being my ex-boyfriend's cell phone number. and then
it's so funny, just really quickly, it's so funny when you come out of this, Jess can tell you too, like when you do it for a while.
Yeah.
You don't, like, I remember 4 or 5 things that I said, but you're just like,
oh, wow,
so focused on what's coming out that you don't remember. Like, I remember saying numbers. I don't remember what the numbers
are. Oh my God. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Jesus. Yeah. And then you, I just had to think in my house too. And then you started saying stuff about like railroad, circus tent, like lightning,
a river,
and all this other stuff. A river, and we found a few different circus deaths that had to do with lightning from like
in a tent.
Pop,
no, that's
a
weird.
Top hat.
A pack was coming after you.
Oh, that's weird.
I don't know if that was a pack of animals or a pack of people.
So someone, Elizabeth Taylor here, wrote at 8:30 a.m. at the Grand Trunk Railroad Yards in Durand, Michigan, two separate trains of the Wallace Brothers shows met in a rear-end collision that resulted in the death of 23 people.
Hmm. But you said you didn't die. We asked if you died. You said, I didn't die.
Yeah, you also said you didn't know who you were. Like, it was kind of sad.
It's funny that you, because the reality of the situation is like, I'll go back and watch this, but you remember what I said more than I remember what I said.
Yeah. Crazy. What did it feel like when you felt like someone entered the room? Do you feel
there were a couple times where I thought Jess was coming in to get me?
Oh my God.
And like just that feeling that you get when someone comes in, you know, when someone's in your space, that thing. Like one of them was totally like, I felt like a friendly person coming in to get me, like just coming to get me out. But then like near the end, it was like, oh no, there's something else here that's not friendly.
Oh boy. Yeah.
It's just weird that the article Allie started reading and then you were saying stop. Like as soon as she started reading this article about how this like lightning hit the circus, you like started like being like stop.
That's weird.
It is weird.
it was really weird.
Yeah.
Were there any like, did it, see the thing that's interesting to me when I do it, and when I watch other people do it, like, did it ever become conversational?
A few times when Maria asked,
you answered,
like, where are you? You said everywhere, like immediately.
Yeah, that was one. And then there was one weird thing with a TV show thing that I can't really remember what it was, but something happened that way too. But yeah, it did happen. It did happen a few times. Wow. Well, that was crazy.
That was really wild.
Jessica, do you have any last takeaways?
I don't know. I was getting like weird energy. Like it could be your mom. I'm not sure though. She said that whatever it was said husband a couple times.
Oh yeah. A baby.
You did say John a couple times. You said my baby.
It's really strange. I was telling, you guys might have saw on my Twitter, it was funny because when I took down my force field to do this so that things could come in and interact, like moments after I finished, like I went on my back porch and there was a neighborhood dog walking around on my back porch. That. And then this lady was like, oh yeah, he snuck out of the backyard. He never goes up out of the, deck. What's he wants to go in your house? And he was like trying to get in my house. And I was like, oh, everything's trying to come in. It was really, really cool and
that's
weird.
Wow. That's crazy. Well, guys, if within the next few days, if you're in the chat, if you have any takeaways or have figured any meaning from what this is all about, please email us because we would love to know what you guys have put together. A lot of also people are saying references to the Greek underworld and other Greek things people are saying. John, any last Someone says that they saw something flash past the candles before Jess came in. They saw it a few times. So be wary of that, John.
We had weird candle stuff happen the last time we did seance.
Yeah.
Remember that? Like one of the candles was like crazy and the other one wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It was wild. Okay, John, any not last words is the wrong thing to say.
But I'm clearing this place out. Ready?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm going to clear this place out. I have my little bowl. Hold on.
Oh, that's nice.
And then everything's good again.
Everything's back to normal, guys. No more scary circus stuff. Well, John and Jess, where can people listen to your podcast when they want to do so?
Jess?
It's What's Up Weirdo podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. We have an event, Midwest Parafest in Toledo on September 18th. And then we're doing an event in Whitewater, Wisconsin, October 1st.
Yes. Are you guys taking a train to any of those places?
No, but I was thinking, I think the Ringling Brothers shit is in Wisconsin.
Interesting.
And we're going there in like 2 weeks.
Whoa.
So I didn't know that was
weird. Now I have to, that's the other thing too. Like, again, whenever you're I'm going to go back and look at this.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of the times when I've seen people, especially like Dana or Connor or Carl, whenever I see them, like sometimes they're being like premonitory in some of the stuff.
Yeah.
Like sometimes they're looking like, honestly, if there is a spirit world, like it's probably chronologically unlocked, like it's moving back and forth, forward and backwards, and at the same time. So I'm going to look at what I said. I'm always interested in what I said when I can't remember what I said.
It's like that movie. Do you guys know which one I'm talking about?
Waiting for you to finish.
You know what it is with the library, and then it's like an alien movie, but it's like then she figures out time. Jessica Chastain's Arrival? In it, I think. Yeah, Arrival.
Interstellar.
Interstellar.
Yeah, we're like time.
It's a library. Did you say it's a library movie? It's a library movie.
All right, you know what? Whatever. Okay, well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for all your donations. John will watch this again. You guys watch it again. And we will put together whatever we channeled here. Super crazy. Thank you guys for tuning in. We are Web Crawlers. They are What's Up Weirdo. And, question. People want to know what to do with their sigils.
So the best thing to do with your sigil is destroy it.
Oh.
So, burn it, crush it up. You can save it if you want to, but I have the master sigil and I'm just going to destroy it so that it was made to work tonight only.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
But the best thing to do with sigils, the best thing to do with sigils is like create them, charge them, use them, destroy them.
Okay.
And then forget about them. You didn't have one, Maria?
No.
Well,
what's going to happen to me?
You'll be
good
fine.
Good luck.
Good luck, Maria.
What happened?
Good luck sleeping tonight, Maria.
Oh, you guys.
Good night, Maria.
Good night, Maria. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
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 An Erio's original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.